Hello and welcome to today's podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Jolly Jarvis, and today we're talking all around mindset shifts for increasing your sales. So going into the sales process and having your head in the best possible place to help you achieve your goals. First of all, I just wanted to mention that I now have a pod page. So the Selling Without podcast has a pod page. So it's www.podpage.com/sellingwithoutsleeves, I believe. It will be in the show notes though for you to have a little click and a look at. And once I get the dashboard up and running properly, then you will be able to leave me messages and questions and actually voice messages as well that I'll be able to then play out on the show. So I'm looking forward to all that new level of interaction rather than me talking and you guys listening and me getting the odd email. So that's all great. So back to the sales approach and increasing your sales through shifting your mindset. So keeping all your other skills the same, if your head is in a more positive place, if it's more behind the process, then you will achieve better sales. And this basically splits down into three areas. It's all around the sales approach. To start with, I'm going to actually work backwards from the elements that I wrote down, because the first one for me, really, really big one. I'm a massive fan of sales, but stereotypically, people look at sales as that sales bit, all the activities and the conversation up to the basically where you get your hands on their money. But in reality, sales that works for the long term goes way beyond that. Okay, encompasses the entire delivery process, the customer experience, and it stops, in quote marks, when you have a satisfied customer and a great testimonial. In lots of cases, it doesn't even stop there. It continues beyond that. You maintaining that relationship, you giving that person other opportunities to buy from you or to generate more sales and purchases, either, you know, that you provide yourself or through recommendations that you make and then receive financial incentives, or, you know, even just a mutually beneficial relationship. And I mentioned that more last week when I talked around generating leads through referrals. So do check out that podcast if you wanted more information on that. The thing is basically, don't focus on the transaction. Okay, focus on that testimonial, which is the end point, when your ideal customer gets the outcome they have paid for. Because up until that point, you're basically taking their money and not giving them the goods or service that they were wanting. Until they've got what they've wanted, the outcome that you've promised, your job is not over, particularly when you run your own business, but even when you are representing organizations and you are part of a sales team. You don't want to be, there's only so much longevity in any marketplace when you are promising one thing and your company is delivering another. You'll very quickly get yourself a reputation and customers will not want to see you, particularly in the more niche and specific sectors where, let's be honest, once you're in that sector, that's where your value is. And so you want to be building up that network and making sure that things deliver on it. It is your problem. You have put your name to the fact that they will get this outcome. You have made that promise. They've done that deal with you. You want to make sure that that actually comes to fruition, and you want to push as hard as you can internally to make sure that happens. You want these new long-term relationships to be mutually beneficial. Okay, so what I mean by that is when you are thinking, and I'll come on, this will come on to the next point. No, well, the next two points really is, you know, if you're looking, when you're talking to this person, it's figuring out actually, can I provide that testimonial? Can I give you the testimonial that you want? And we'll sort of circle around back to this at the end. So the second one is to keep perspective, okay, and have a mutual respect. You have a solution to their problem. For you, they just have money. Unless they have scope to provide more, so, you know, a way into a sector you haven't been involved in before, and there's somebody who has influence, and so they are able to point people in their direction and bang the drum about you, then they are literally just providing money. And keeping money in perspective is also really helpful at this phase. Money is everywhere. You can get it from anywhere. Your solution, the solution they're looking for, is unique. In comparison to money, which one's in the minority? Which one is a valued element? I believe that actually it's the solution you provide, because that is unique to you. It's not available elsewhere. So bearing that in mind, going into that relationship with that attitude, it's not a case of being arrogant or thinking that, yeah, you know, that customer's got to do all the running. And, you know, we don't need to flip it to the other end of the scale. It's just a case of appreciating actually who needs who. I think it's very easy to get that out of kilter when you are dealing with customers, particularly in the early stages where, you know, you are looking for income and you're looking for a consistent income and you're not quite in control of your lead generation and sales process. So, you know, bear that one in mind. And that leads me on to kind of the second part of this, which is you aren't bothering them. Okay, you are helping them. This is a mutually beneficial relationship. So you want to approach it as that. Okay, if you can truly help someone, you know, like if it was your best friend, you know that you can help them. You wouldn't just sit there and not help them, would you? You would be like, you know what? Here you go. This is the solution I've got for you. I can help you. You're doing your, in the same way you'd be doing your customer a disservice if you didn't tell them how you could help. Okay, and you know, just to kind of counteract that, equally, you would be doing them a disservice if you said you can help them when in fact your solution isn't the best solution for them. And that's always worth keeping in mind. Another thing, and the third thing, is to be selective. Okay, as I alluded to earlier, there's only one of you providing your solution, so you are unique. So you want to choose wisely. You have a finite amount of resource. Okay, so you want to choose wisely to make sure that you're investing your solution in the best potential outcome. Okay, is it good for the long haul? It's a bit like getting married. You know, you want to look at the bigger picture. Am I wanting to stick with this person in the long term for the length of delivery that this will take? Okay, you are looking, remember, you are looking for great testimonials and an opportunity to break through into new areas or demonstrate your value with a great testimonial. If you haven't got that potential in that customer, then it is potentially much better to spend your resources, to hold on to your resources and look for somebody who would be better suited. As a bit of an example of that, in the agency not so long ago, we were faced with a great opportunity. We'd had a recommendation from somebody that this person had come to us, they'd been referred to us, and they were, you know, they were ready to hand over their money. But the problem was we knew that their computer literacy wasn't great, so we could potentially end up being a tech support, and there was an awful lot that needed doing on their funnel. And so we actually said, you know what, I'm not sure we are the best person or organization to help you in this scenario. And so we pointed them in the direction of other people who could, because for us they would have taken up a lot of time and they wouldn't have got the results because they didn't have that structure in place. And so it would have taken an awful lot of effort from us to do that, which wouldn't be reflected in the price they'd be willing to pay. And so it makes sense sometimes just to say to people, you know what, you're probably better looking elsewhere or working on this section or this element first. So in short, guys, you're looking for a long-term relationship which is mutually beneficial. So if you're talking to someone that you know they're not your ideal customer and they won't get the results, then, you know, it would make sense, I don't hope you'll agree, not to work with them. Equally, you know, if you know they're going to be difficult to work with, potentially think again about working with them. And then working with people who get the results and can be advocates for what you do, that they're the people that you want to be, you know, jumping at the opportunity to work with and finding where you can find more of those individuals. But, you know, from a shifting your mindset point of view, shift the thought process of where you kind of the process stops to when that person is happy and they've provided you with a decent testimonial and they're making recommendations and referring people into you. As far as the sales approach is concerned, you know, keep that perspective of how actually you are valuable to that person as they are to you, if not more. And so be aware of that with the relationship that you create, and also with your choice to work with people or not. At the end of the day, it is a case of you choosing. You can choose to work with that person. You can choose to turn them down. I appreciate that you feel less able to choose when that income isn't consistent. However, it does make sense to free up your time rather than be run ragged by somebody who isn't your ideal customer, who you are struggling to get a result for. I hope that helps, guys. If you have any comments or questions, please do jump on to the pod page, and I will look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye for now.